In studio right now with the current Councillor Ward 2, Strathroy-Caradoc, Sandy Hipple, who is on the ballot officially for this October to seek her second term as Councillor in Ward 2. First of all, Sandy, give us your thoughts on your first 4 years as a Councillor in Strathroy-Caradoc.
Thanks for so much for having me, Chris. The first 4 years, wow, what a first term. COVID hit. Holy smokes. That was a bit of a chaotic time for sure. It has been incredible. It's you have an idea of what it's going to be like when you come into it, and then it changes. But it doesn't just change, say there's lots of reading to do and there's lots of research to do, but it shifts because you look at it as you actually participate with everyone in the public. They can access you through texting and phone calls and emails. And I've had walks with people in the community. I've gone for coffee with people in the community, and you really get to know everyone. And there's great things that go on in the community, but there's things that people are frustrated with, and you really get to know a lot of the niches. It's a lot of work. It's an incredible amount of reading, but it's really amazing when you know that you put 150% in and you see what comes out of that. It's definitely worthwhile, and it was really exciting. And of course, COVID put a glitch in all of that, so that was a little bit chaotic, but I'm really, really excited to be running again, though.
Why are you running again?
Oh, why am I running again? That's actually a great question, because there are so many projects that we have started, and I am someone that feels like if you start something, you have to finish it. You have to see it through. I've got a lot of knowledge in the projects that we've started, and obviously one that I have a lot of passion for, obviously, is the arena in Mount Bridges. And that is something that means so much to me. But there's so much more than that, right? There's just so much going on. And I really feel like 4 years is not enough time to really, truly understand and really get the nuances of everything that you do as a counselor. I think you need to do more than one term. There's so much that I still have yet to learn. There's so much that I still have yet to do and really throw myself into that it just seemed like it just made sense for me to run again.
If you get reelected, you'll be into just your second term as a municipal councillor. Ironically, if you get reelected, you will have the most experience in Ward 2, as current councillors Larry Cowan and Neil Flagel are not running again. Are you surprised by the fact that total candidates, 52% of them, have never run for council before? What do you get from all that?
First, I would like to say that with Neil Flagel and Larry Cowan not running, oh dear, that I'm sad to see them go, because they have been, oh my gosh, they have been amazing for me. I have learned so much from them. I've learned a lot from everyone. Let's just put it out there. I mean, council was so good to me this term as being a new council member. And I've learned a lot from all of them. But definitely when you're looking at wards, Larry, who has been farming his whole life, Neil, who has been on council for such a long time, and I've known Neil for a very long time. We went to high school together. So I was really able to lean on them and ask them questions and really work with them to see how to build the council that I wanted to be and what I wanted to get out of it. But am I surprised at all the people that have put in? I am. I'm pleasantly surprised. I think it's a fantastic outcoming of all of these people, because obviously it means something to them. They have something that they want to give, and there's things out there that they want to be able to put all their work and effort in. And I think that's great. And it's a very positive thing to see everybody putting their names in.
Other than the incoming new Mount Bridges Arena, which you've already established as one of your focus, what else is on Sandy Hipple's platform as far as issues for the campaign?
Well, it's interesting. I remember talking about this with you 4 years ago, and a platform or goals to me are, it's interesting because a platform in my head just means that you're just focused on something just for you, or just one or two things. That's not my focus. That's not my goal. My goal and my focus has always been Ward 2, the community as a whole. We've got Mount Bridges, we've got Melbourne, we have the rural areas. There's so much going on in my specific ward, let alone the whole entire municipality, that really the goal for me is to still work really hard to be the voice that everyone needs and wants me to be. There are answers that I don't have. I research and I work hard to find those answers. And, you know, sometimes the answers aren't always what they want to hear. But at the end of the day, that's what I am there for. I'm there to speak for them. I'm there to work hard for them. I'm there to go see them. And I mean, sometimes I have my boots on and I'm looking at drains in the middle of the spring in the farms. Sometimes I'm just going for coffee with people that just really are stressed and really need to talk about things that are going on in their area. So as a platform, you know what? I just want to be who I am, work hard, and keep going with all the projects. We've also got a new fire hall coming into place. And for everyone that knows that I have been in the Strathroy Carrick Fire Department, we've been working really hard at that. And I think you're going to see some fantastic things in the next 5 to 10 years for sure. Obviously, we're talking about the next 4 years, but in the next coming, you know, say up to 10 years, there's going to be some great things going on with the Strathroy Carrick Fire Department.
Last question for you. You did mention your focus on Ward 2, as it should be. You're going for Ward 2 councillor, Mount Bridges, Melbourne, Delaware West, Campbellville. There's been a lot of talk, especially over the two pandemic years, residents in Ward 2 specifically concerned that they feel unimportant to the entire municipality as Strathroy proper. What are your thoughts on that moving forward as you are looking to represent those residents in particular for the next 4 years?
You know, Chris, that's funny. I have lived in this community my whole entire life. I have lived always smack in the middle of what everyone always said, Strathroy, Mount Bridges, because we live rurally. And one of the things that we, you know, as someone that grew up on a farm and, you know, we didn't notice those types of things. And you don't notice those things until you get a little older and you understand the ideas of what goes on between each community. When Strathroy Carrick amalgamated, yeah, I think there is a lot of hard feelings there. And I think back in the day, and I'm only speaking for what I know, I'm not speaking for anyone else, but I feel that Mount Bridges probably, and like you said, Campbellville, and there's Melbourne, and definitely the rural areas, maybe didn't feel like that they were a part of what was going on in Strathroy. I can only speak for the people that are upset at the things that they see that are happening, and I can only help them in ways that I can only help them by researching and really working hard and trying to figure out what is going on and what's not going on and how to fix the bridges that, you know, possibly have been broken over the years.
Sandy Hipple, current councillor running for a second term in Ward number 2. Sandy, if anyone's looking to reach out to you to ask you questions or whatnot as potential voters, what contact information can you provide for us?
Well, I'm going to give you, you can call my cell, 519-902-9196. You can text that. You can call that. Most people know where I live because I have a lot of people that stop by my house and we go for chats and we go for walks. You can always email me at the strathroycarrick.ca email address. But I always find the best way to talk to me is definitely calling my cell phone or texting me. And then we'll get together and we'll have coffee and we'll chat.
Appreciate this. Good luck in the election coming up in October.
Thank you very much.